WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
4 years ago, Louise Duarte was a California housewife with a good sense of humor. It took a $50 bet with her husband to get her to try stand-up comedy. After a successful debut at LA's Comedy Store, Duarte became a versatile impressionist. She's had a special on Showtime, and she hosts the Rodeo Drive game show on Lifetime. Critic at Large Laurie Stone has been following Duarte's act, an act which includes her impressions of both George Burns and Gracie Allen, as well as Cher and Joan Rivers.
Don't get me started about the Queen. No, 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 no more jokes about the Queen. I think Boy George isn't picked on enough, don't you? But that Fergie, oh, Chubbo, Chubbo, Duchess of Pork. I don't know whether she's from the House of Windsor, the House of Tudor, or the House of Pancakes.
Like other inspired impressionists, oh, Martin Short, Catherine O'Hara, Billy Crystal, Duarte isn't a mimic, but a caricaturist, drawing psychological portraits and satirizing manners. There is something ineffable about her ability to change voice, face, a gorgeous oddness, something in the bones, the lineaments, that comes along once in a blue moon. When her imagination rips, when she free associates and sends her incarnations ricocheting off one another, there is anarchic madness to her work. In her Showtime special, she plays Woody Allen in makeup so exact it attains a surreal edge. He shows a clip from his latest movie, The Incredible Shrinking Shrink, who turns out to be Duarte as a doll-sized Dr. Ruth.
So tell me, Woody, have you ever had sex with a fruit?
Sex with fruit?
Yes.
Jeez. You mean like a pomegranate,
or no,
papaya, or
yes,
a mango?
Of course.
What kind of fruit? You know, from this country or from foreign countries?
Yeah, like of course.
Asian, Africa, China.
Why not?
Jeez.
Vegetables, then. You like vegetables, don't you?
Duarte's malice is exuberant, not bitter or pinched, because she doesn't target the weak and dispossessed, and she doesn't look down at her subjects. They are her alter egos. Each character expresses a drive. Streisand is narcissism, Cher exhibitionism, Hepburn self-importance. Incorporating, appropriating is the charge that fuels Duarte, and she parades this in two of her wildest turns. In her Showtime special, she introduces Rita Mapp, an idiot savant modeled on Dustin Hoffman's character in Rain Man. Rita is a crack impressionist, and as a talk show panel screams out cues, she snaps from bit to bit.
Do bet, Midler, Rita!
Yeah, I can do bet.
Oh, girls, they call me the divine Miss M. Oh. Oh, that's terrific. Can she do Jane Fonda? Do Jane Fonda, Rita. I want you to stretch and hurt. I want you to feel the burn and the pain. I want you to boycott grapes. Come on, you can do it. Do Elvis, Rita.
I don't do dead people.
A taped piece Duarte screens in her live act is equally self-revealing. A gloss on the impressionist's disposition to seize and possess. She plays Shelley Winters being interrogated by a cop and forced to admit that she ate all of Zsa Zsa Gabor's former husbands. Here, Duarte presents the impressionist as cannibal, allowing there is something predatory about the activity, that it involves invasiveness, a plundering of boundaries which women especially have been inhibited from attempting, lest they be deemed witches or masculine females. In front of an audience, Duarte gets to be the puppet master as well as all the puppets. She gets to be shameless, bitchy, erotic, flamboyant, intrusive, and egotistical. All of her shows that she loves every minute of it.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic. Louise Duarte will be appearing at Harrah's in Atlantic City May 2nd through 14th.